Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Yeah. All right. I got a lot of questions coming out of that. Ask Bobby is coming up in 15 minutes. You can send me those. Hashtag them. Ask Bobby. Emily, you don't seem hangry. If anything, you've been a little quiet today.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm just feeling a little lightheaded. I don't know.
You'll make it. You'll be all right. It's a mental thing. You'll be fine.
Yes. No, it'll be fine.
When was her last meal? When did she eat last?
Like 6 o'clock yesterday.
So 6 p.m.
And how long do you have to be fasting?
Till 12.
She's 18 hours.
And it's also blood work, and I hate needles. I'm just a little nervous. So
hours.
It's more than anything.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Just think of that double-double waiting for you on the other side.
Yep.
And you can get some fries. I don't know. You're a soda person, so you can get a Coke or whatever.
You hate needles, like there's a lot of anxiety.
Yes, I can't look at them.
But you will do it.
I will do it because it's obviously good for my health. I need to get the stuff done. So I'm just like, I will do it. I just, as a kid, I had to be like strapped down to get it done. But now I'm kind of just like, I just hate it. I dread it.
Are you phobic about needles, Al?
I'm fine. I mean, it's not like I'm looking for it. Hey, let's do it again.
Nobody's looking for needles. Like, anybody got any needles?
What was that? A Pfizer
right
one?
Here.
Let's try Moderna.
Is that a knitting needle? Stick it in my aorta.
But I'm not. Is that a vein? I'm not afraid of them.
I almost made a joke with my doctor, and I was like, "Oh, I should go to Theranos, right?" I'm just like,
can't
do that anymore.
No, that's just
them.
My daughter is whatever. What's beyond terrified? Like, what is
petrified?
Yes, to the point where she will pace around the office like someone's going to come and peel her skin off. Honey,
that was me for a while.
It's a flu shot. They're just going to go boop. And we're done here, but it is
okay. What does she do the
her?
Moment it's done?
It's like, oh, that wasn't that bad. And now she's 18 years old, and I get it when you're 4, but when you're 18, what are we doing here?
She's still
to the point where she is competent in every single way. Right? She does well in school. She has a job. She does all these wonderful things. But to get a flu shot or a blood
world's
work,
about to end.
It, you would think it's World War III.
Bobby
do you have
takes
any, like
me,
real phobias like that.
Bobby takes me as somebody that. He'll get one shot and be like, yeah, come on, guys. Let's get another one on the other arm. Let's play it safe here.
No.
Let's play it safe here.
He's not a wimp.
Put one in the neck.
I'm trying very hard to be his honest. You've heard me say this about him when he's not here. He's not a wimp. He broke his arm and drove home. I'm like, dude, we can come and get you. Yeah. Yeah. Broke his arm, slipped on his girlfriend's driveway and drove himself home. Yeah. And then went to Tahiti, a week later?
2 days.
2 days later. Yeah, that's normal.
2 days, not a week.
Fiji. What did I say? Oh, yeah. All right. Fiji, whatever it is. All right. Why is Doc Rivers back in our life, Slee? Why all of a sudden is this the guy that the Lakers reportedly are still holding out hope for? Daryl Morey says that he's going to be their coach. The Lakers have had their cast of characters come through there. Three guys, Kenny Atkinson, Darvin Ham, Terry Stotts, are reportedly finalists. Only they've been out of the – haven't been playing games for a month and a half, and they haven't hired anybody. Are they really waiting for Doc Rivers? And if so, then go get
Sounds
him.
Like
Stop
are.
Waiting around.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's obvious that they are, because what would you be – have you not had enough time with Terry Stotts and Darvin Ham and Kenny Atkinson?
I mean, don't we know at this point?
I would assume, and I know the Kenny Atkinson part, that's a little different because he's currently the assistant coach for the Warriors, but so is Mike Brown, and he got the Sacramento Kings job. I think they are waiting for him. I think it's as simple as that. And you know, I know you try to say, well, then just go get him.
Yeah.
It's two parties. He's under contract. You don't know what's going on with the Philadelphia 76ers. Maybe the Sixers are kind of in that, no, we're trying to figure it out with him. We'll let you know. I don't know how that works, right? Because it's not like it's somebody that's
Don't
just
you run the risk,
available.
Though, of maybe not getting him? If you think – and maybe the answer is no. Maybe you think, look, we're going to play this out to the 11th hour. We're going to wait till the last possible second.
Because they think
second.
The other candidates are all the same or underwhelming.
Right. Okay. But Could you lose him? For instance, if it gets down to, hey, we're getting ready to go to camp or whatever it might be,
yep.
At some point you have to make a decision. If Philly doesn't blink, if Philly isn't doing that thing where, fine, you can just have him, you're going to have to give me some compensation if this is the guy that you want. Why not just do it? Because we've said this a million times. It's not like the Lakers are flush with things, draft picks, contracts that other teams would like. They don't. You don't have them. Other players that you would like. You just don't. Your cupboard is pretty thin.
Yeah.
But whatever you got, give it up so we can start to restock the cupboard. So make one last run at it. This poker game, I don't understand what the win is for them.
Do you think there's a bit? Let's just say there's a list, and the Lakers have had this list of who their top candidate would be to come coach the Lakers, and Doc Rivers is on the top of that list.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that there's still an opportunity to get him. And look, the conversation of whether Doc is the right fit or not, it's a separate conversation. But just assuming that they still think they have a shot at getting Doc Rivers. And it's the difference of 2 weeks. So where we sit today, in the next couple of weeks, the Lakers will make some type of an announcement, whether it's, okay, we didn't get Doc and we'll take one of these other candidates. Or, you know what, we gave Doc an opportunity and we actually ended up with him. I think there's a big difference between 2 weeks.
A big difference, maybe not. A difference, yeah, I do. I do.
What's the difference? Tell me, what do you think?
I don't care what it is that you're doing, whether you're coaching a basketball team, running a business, teaching a class, it doesn't matter. The more time I get with my people, the better off I'm going to be. The more you're going to understand my expectations, the more you're going to understand my philosophies, and vice versa. The better I'm going to get to know you and how to motivate you and how to implement whatever it is we do. Now, is it the difference between winning a championship or not? Probably not. But if I know, I keep coming back to this. If I know what I want, I'm going to go buy it. I'm not going to wait for something, because here's another thing. Stuff happens, right? Some stuff happens. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's another team out there somewhere that we don't know about. Probably not. But says, you know what? We ought to have Doc Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. There, here, take this.
We didn't
know
he was available. Right.
And all of a sudden, he's gone. And now you're bringing in a guy that was clearly your second or third or fourth or fifth or 10th or 20th choice. You're bringing him in. And now it's, yeah, well, I'm here. Not unlike Frank Vogel. I know I wasn't the first pick, and that worked out okay. But if I want something, I'm going to go get it. What's the price? Here you go. Let's start to rebuild this thing.
Funny, when you put it that way, they have such little as far as compensation goes. I mean, like, literally as minimal as you can have. What's the pick? They always talk about the 2027 first round. We're in 2022, right? So that's the next first rounder is in 2027. So you're 5 years away.
Like
5 years away from that. They're trying to figure out what to do with Russ, and Russ might take compensation if you're going to move him and blah, blah, blah. I think they're probably sitting back saying to themselves, we'll give one more final run at Doc Rivers. We got any of these other three candidates if we
but
want
what's
them.
The final run, I guess, is what I'm asking. Like, what is the final run? We're going to pretend we don't want him for another week? You know, if the final run is, maybe they don't have enough, you know, not literal
money. A lot
money.
Of this has to do with Doc, right? Doc, do you want to coach the Lakers or not? And if Doc is interested in coaching the Lakers and it's the Sixers saying that, okay, you can have him, it's just going to take something to have him, maybe they are in the middle of some kind of negotiation.
Okay, that's an interesting question.
Because why his name came up again is kind of interesting.
Do you want to coach the Lakers? So where you are right now, you've got an MVP caliber player in Joel Embiid. You're in the playoff mix.
Yep.
You are a team that is good, maybe not great. You know, James Harden's kind of a, not unlike, and for different reasons, but not unlike Anthony Davis. He plays, but he doesn't always play hard. But at least you got kind
he's
of.
He's got his issues, too.
And you've got some stuff. You've got Maxey. Mm-hmm. You've got some other guys that are on your team that are good players. Or you have the Laker job, which, according to J.J. Redick, not so good.
I don't think this is a good job. Yeah, I don't think they have the young players. We talked about the bridge with the Warriors. They don't have the young players that can bridge sort of any decline with LeBron James. I'm not sure you can build a championship contender with the current roster and their current cap situation. They don't really have draft picks going forward. I don't think they can trade a draft pick till 2027. So there's just not a lot in the short term or the long term to be really excited about this job.
Okay. I want to say, yeah, but this part isn't – like, I'd listen, I'm like, yep. I can't find the lie in there, Slee, other than it's the Lakers. Who doesn't want to coach the Lakers? That the comeback is, yeah, but it's still the Lakers, okay? But what about the first half of it?
So he is right. Like, there's not much I can really
sobering
argue there.
Sobering to hear it like that.
But this is what it comes down to. So there's certain coaches that it doesn't matter. Frank Vogel was going to take the opportunity for the Lakers a few years back. Now it's a lot different today, now that LeBron's now coming into his 20th season. And you have the portion of, okay, what are you going to do with Anthony Davis? Will he be available? What's the question marks around Russ? There's other question marks around the Lakers that maybe weren't there when Frank Vogel got the job. The question that I think you kind of ask yourself is, all right, if I'm Darvin Ham and I'm picking between the Lakers or the Charlotte Hornets, let's say Charlotte really wants me, are you going to give up a Lakers coaching job opportunity? I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he says, let me go get my first coaching job with the Charlotte Hornets, understanding that I may never get a more prestigious franchise period in my life, even if I'm coaching in the league for 20 years. Right? Like that's part of it. I think
that's not totally unrealistic.
I think the allure of, I know Bron's in his 20th year, but it's still LeBron James, who averaged 30 points a game last year. AD and Bron, it was just 2 years ago that won a championship together. But I feel like you're always going to get those guys. If you're Doc's coached Kevin Garnett.
Oh, he's had tons
Ray
of stars.
Ray Allen, James Harden, Joel Embiid, Chris Paul, Kawhi
Blake
Leonard,
Griffin,
Paul
Kawhi.
George. Like he's coached all those guys. Is it which situation gives me the best opportunity over the next couple of years? That might be
what
he's
weighing. Is that not Philly? I mean, I get Philly's not doesn't feel close either, but if they feel closer than the Lakers.
So here's the thing with Philly. I'm with you. When that trade initially went down, it was like, oh, Philly, watch out, James Harden. The Harden thing is really weird.
Harden is not a guy you can go to bat with. I get that.
And in the East, you got Boston up and coming, Miami up and coming.
But the West has good teams, too.
They do, but just kind of Milwaukee, it's Giannis. You got we'll see what happens with Brooklyn. Let's put it this way. I don't think it's one of those situations where you don't kind of think about it for a second. And I think that's actually what Harden has kind of forced with Philly.
They still think Philly's the better team right now. Right? I mean, it's not even close. Like, Philly's not good enough to win the championship as currently constructed. Mm-hmm. The Lakers were 13 games under 500.
I know.
Like, it's not even close.
16.
16. Joel Embiid, of all the players on both teams, Joel Embiid's the best player of that group of guys.
Agreed.
James Harden, probably the third best, right? LeBron's probably the second best. And then it's Harden. And then
you don't know what AD is.
AD,
so
you don't know.
Just health-wise.
And the roster in Philly is certainly more flexible and pliable and manageable and multiple than the Laker roster.
So I'm not going to – you can make your case and nobody's going to be like, yeah, you're wrong. No. You've definitely made that case. Then why is it a conversation then?
Right? Maybe like, they don't want him. Maybe that's the point. Maybe Philly doesn't
Doc. I want to say it was Ramona when they had announced, I think the day after they lost, they're doing their exit meetings, and Daryl Morey says
– He's staying.
And – listen, I was actually a little surprised. Daryl Morey didn't hire Doc Rivers. That could easily be a situation where they want to go and get a Mike D'Antoni. I know that's going to sound crazy to you, but that wouldn't be a shock or surprise. They want to play a different style of basketball. Doc doesn't fit it. But really simply what Daryl Morey saying, you want Doc, give us some compensation, you can have him.
All right, this could go a couple of different ways.
Yep.
Ask Bobby. We'll see. My oldest son was doing an Ask Bobby. Coming up next, it's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, let's get right into it. So are you nervous? Are you a little tight? Are you loose? What are we doing here?
Nervous and excited. doing the factor cap really helped loosen me up, but I'm ready to go.
All right, here we go. Number one, this is from SoCal OG 310. When Trav imitates Bobby's voice, he always ends up sounding like Rocky Balboa. When Bobby imitates his dad, what kind of voice does Bobby use? Hashtag ask Bobby.
Well, whenever I imagine my dad, I'm imagining him yelling at me, and it's usually for something I'm doing to my little brother. So it's usually like, oh, Bobby, stop that. But it's always very forced. I don't know. I don't make it
does
easy.
Does he get very frustrated? Does he get frustrated easy or no?
Very easy, especially when he's doing the DIY projects like you mentioned. Anytime he tries to fix something in the house, more stuff just ends up being broken.
Okay.
It's not great.
Okay, I got a quick Ask Bobby.
All right.
most frustrating? Like, what is it that T-Raj gets most upset about at the house? Like, what kind of chore? What kind of, I got to say this all the time. Like, is there something that stands out?
My room is definitely one of them. My car being messy is definitely one of them. But I would say the number one is my timeliness.
Timeliness is a big one. Have you ever walked by and seen that someone that's living in their car, like, and it has, like, a lot of stuff in
it? So what's in the car?
Like, everything.
No. You got a towel in case you go to the beach?
Trav, jump in anytime. I like the back and forth here.
I've got snacks in the back seat for sure.
What kind of snacks?
Usually rocking some Pringles.
Okay.
A Gatorade for sure.
Okay, so we're not talking like the trunk. We're saying just like in the back seat, there's just Pringles.
It's got to be in arm's reach.
Right.
Because I got to have it while driving.
Of course.
But what else is in there?
A lot of
wrappers and trash,
he's leaving
obviously.
Out the best part. You know what's in there? Every piece of clothing he owns.
More or less.
I've worked very hard.
He lives in his car.
He has a bedroom with a closet.
Yep.
And there are other, but he decides that everything I own should be in my car.
That's awesome.
I'm ready to go.
He's ready to go.
Whatever towel, happens,
beach,
I'm ready to go.
Something happens. He runs out of food. The guy is prepared to go.
All right, next one. This is not going the way I wanted it to go. Eric Benneker writes, what's the worst trait in a roommate? That's a good one.
Ooh. Let's see. Worst trait in a roommate is definitely going to be loud late at night.
It's good.
He actually lives right under me, and so I feel like I might be the worst roommate because I get quite a few texts from him around 3, 4, 5 in the morning. Hey,
why
turn that down.
Why are you up at 4 o'clock
what are you
in
doing?
The morning?
Yeah, what are you doing? What's going on at 3:30?
I get home from work at like midnight, and I'm drinking a lot of caffine, so I'm
so
staying up naturally. I'm not ready to go.
I'm not ready to go to bed. So far, everything I've heard from Bobby to me sounds incredibly reasonable.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you.
All right, Bobby, I got two. So, first, you said you worked at a restaurant, right?
I do.
All right. So, what is the worst table to get at a restaurant? That's one. Two, did your dad influence your sports fandom? Do you follow the same sports that he does?
Well, I'll start with the restaurant one. The worst people that come into a restaurant. It's definitely going to be the people that come in like 30 minutes before close. And then
Alan
order
Sliwa.
Something.
Yeah,
that's you.
No. Bobby, let me tell the story.
Oh no!
I went to Randy's Donuts.
That's you.
Randy's Donuts right before it closed. So it's not like I'm asking them to make me
some
fresh donuts. But I probably should have got
there. Take the porterhouse for two.
Probably should have got there a little earlier.
Donuts is different, but still.
Well,
I'd
donuts,
rather go hungry than make
thing.
Somebody else upset.
Well, this is the thing. They didn't have anything to do. I picked the donut. They give me the donut and I'm out.
Still, I don't know.
Okay, what's the cutoff? What if I went at 8:50 and it closes at 9 at a donut shop? Donut shop.
8:40?
Okay, 40.
Because then you need 15 minutes to clean up. You want 5 minutes to relax before you get off, you know?
Okay.
You and I root for mostly the same teams.
Almost exclusively,
Mostly the same. You still
Of Travis or is it because of your own self?
A little of both. He has more Angels dislike than I do.
Understandably,
honestly.
Right.
There's some stuff that, you know.
Having the two best generational talents of all time.
All right. See, now we're talking sports. That's not what it's not what we're here for.
What's your favorite sport?
Baseball.
Baseball.
No doubt. Yeah. That's his fault.
That is my fault. Is it more satisfying to beat your dad in a competition, i.e. basketball, board game, or cards, or get the last morsel of food before dad from the community appetizer at the restaurant?
Oh, it's definitely beating him in a competition because the last morsel of food isn't an option. Once I get my serving, the rest is his serving, and he eats.
What's the damage? Yeah, because, you know, sometimes, a lot of times when we talk to Trav, he'll go if there's a box of pizza, grab two slices.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a very normal human being.
I feel like if you left him with the pizza, though, he'd have like six slices.
Behind closed doors
exactly.
is what's happening
well,
behind
exactly.
closed doors.
Behind the door. He gets to see the other stuff.
I have the inside scoop. I mean,
it's not fair.
Yeah, definitely beating you in a competition. I got those new clubs, so I think I could take you down.
We'll
next
see.
Time we play.
We'll see. When we'll play for some money, and we'll figure that out.
Sounds good.
Benjamin Pope writes, is the savory lie true? Do you know what that means, or do I need to explain it to you? So I've said this on the show. I don't have a particular sweet tooth, but I much prefer to eat salty, savory snacks, right? Like, I'd much rather have a sandwich than a bowl of ice cream.
Is he lying to us?
Am I telling the truth or not?
It's true, but
he doesn't discriminate?
I'm on the same wavelength. However, anytime I have some sort of dessert around the house, it's Let me get a bite of that.
And that's okay.
A bite of that always means 65% of it, which is super awesome.
That's, well, maybe half. That's about what it is. Randy Frenchman, this is good. What day is trash day?
Oh,
see,
I think I know it.
I haven't lived there since September.
It hasn't changed.
I think I know it.
It's been the same for 7 years that we've been in that house. You lived there
for
6 of them.
I'm going to preface this by saying this is an absolute guess. Monday's
That's
trash day?
Not even close. That's, that Wednesday? Couldn't be more
Friday?
Wrong. Also wrong. It's Friday.
Friday.
Friday is trash day. That
Dang
goes to show you. See? That's how much help we get around the house with that kind of stuff. Bobby has to wait 9 minutes
he
to get home.
He takes it out on Mondays. Every Monday he takes it out.
I'm 4 days early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Bobby waits 9 minutes to get home to eat his burrito. Do you wait 9 minutes to get home to eat your burrito, or do you eat it on the way home?
I'm definitely going to walk through that door with about half to a quarter of a burrito left. I'm not a patient guy. But usually I might get some like taquitos or tacos as a road aperitif.
Aperitif. Yeah, no, that's
know.
See? You got to have a little snack on the way home. Like, that's why you get two orders of fries. You have one
okay,
for the
let's
drive
say,
home. Mexican food isn't conducive for the drive home.
No,
though.
It's not. It's, let's just say, hypothetically, you only have a burrito. Are you going to wait the 9 minutes?
No, I'm going to eat it in the car.
You can't, you're not going to enjoy it.
Probably not, but it's sitting right there. I can't, it's like,
okay, so, you're somebody that appreciates how salsa comes into the mix in a burrito.
Yeah, I got a little.
I'm how are you going to make that?
Not well, but I need you to pick, like, what's a famous
well.
Movie with junkies, okay, where they can't stop? They have to do it, right? It's like, that's me with a burrito in my car. I have to do it. I can't just let it sit there.
Do you
and
ever,
see what happens.
Do you ever decide, you know, I'm going to put this in the trunk?
No, over. I put it over there with the door. I pull over and start eating on the sidewalk like I'd gotten arrested by the cops. Capitano Matt, who was cooler on career day? Dad who talks on the radio or mom who selflessly and heroically saves lives?
Ooh, I think he was more popular with my friends on career day just because they were all interested in sports.
Saving lives.
Get
out of here.
The nursing definitely sounds better on paper. I don't know. I'm more impressed by the nursing, to be honest.
Yeah, I figured as much. Better place to party, Orange County or San Diego? It's from Ryan in La Jolla.
San Diego, no question.
Why?
Everybody goes to bed at 8:30 here. They're just like you. No, but
Why
San Diego's also fantastic.
Okay, a story that you can share with us. The most upset your dad's been at you.
Ooh, that is a great question.
And it doesn't have to be if it's one that you can't tell.
No,
him to tell.
Most upset he's ever been with me.
Hopefully in your younger days, too.
Yeah.
I know the answer to this.
he's still upset.
Going to the Rose Bowl?
Oh, geez. Yeah, I have a really bad habit. It's happened more than once. We were going to the Rose Bowl, as we do every New Year's Day, and we made it all the way to Pasadena.
Not all the way, about a third of the way.
And I look down at my feet, and I do that little tap your pockets, look around, and I didn't bring shoes to the 10-hour ordeal that is the Rose Bowl in Pasadena.
Not forgot his phone or a hat or sunglasses. Shoes.
One time, I also showed up to high school and forgot
shoes,
pants to class. Forgot pants.
That's why you drive around with clothes, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Forgot your shoes?
Yeah, thank you, Alan.
So
yeah.
What did you do with this situation, Travis?
We had to turn around and drive home, Emily, to get because it's
Wait, what time was it?
It's New Year's morning at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, Macy's isn't open.
7 o'clock in the morning, New Year's morning. I'm from Orange County. By the way, South Orange County, like San Clemente, Orange County.
Where were you?
We were...
Just past Irvine.
No, it was further than that. We were like in Santa Fe Springs.
So what did you do?
I turned around and went back and got
but
the shoes.
But what did you do? Like, are you the one that you want to address it right in the moment? Or you're like, I would rather just rip into him a little bit later.
So, okay, I need to set this up a little bit. We also took the train.
I love that story.
We took the train.
It's an amazing story.
From Laguna Niguel.
Who doesn't forget a shoe?
To San Diego to go watch a Padre game one night. Me, the three kids, and my wife. We're going to go watch. To ask him what he forgot on that trip.
I'll give you one guess.
Shoes?
You got it.
Shoes.
Bingo. Ding, ding, ding.
So we're taking the train, okay? You get off at the station in San Diego.
Socks on or no?
No. So now we're hunting like a Walgreens looking for flip-flops. Okay, so he's walking through downtown San Diego by the train station. And what were you, 14, 15?
15.
Yeah.
It's a beachy area. You can walk around barefoot.
Why do you get into a car barefoot?
Thank you.
Why do you drive barefoot or get into a car?
The problem
barefoot?
Was we didn't take my car, which has all my shoes and clothes. We would have been perfect.
There. All the shoes
we
are
We would
in
have
there.
Been perfectly
so
fine.
So really, you didn't actually driveway with bare
you
feet?
Should have thought of this.
My wife, so we drove from Laguna Niguel to get on the train in
That's
Oceanside.
That's freaking hilarious.
Right? And I'm driving. She just puts her hand on my knee like, there's a situation going on. I need you to collect yourself because this is about to be bad.
How did she know without you knowing?
He texted her and said, I forgot my shoes. Yeah, that text did not come my way. Here's another one. Sean Weller. This is good, Bobby. This is going to make you be a little existential here. Mm-hmm. Philosophically and literally, who is Bobby?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Literally, I'll start with philosophically. Philosophically, I don't know. I feel like I'm everything that you are not. We are awake at opposite hours.
Yeah.
We do share the same sports teams and the love of Mexican food on the road.
True. But that's it.
That's about it.
All
yeah.
The connections
that's about
you guys
it.
Have.
I think that's opposites attract.
That's right.
I got one more for you. This is good. Yo, Bobby, what's your approach when you have to ask your dad for something that you really need, but you know is going to be a hard sell? Sympathy, straight up, roundabout. Well, Mom said.
I'll definitely start with bringing up past favors that I've done for him. Yeah. So I'll bring up the, hey, remember
like
that,
know
one
what those were.
That one time I drove you back from
that's true.
LA with Keyshawn's
yeah,
dinner?
Yeah, that was a long night.
Yeah, that was for me too.
I needed a ride home.
For me too. I'll start it by bringing up past things. Just, yeah, that was so nice of me. Such a good guy. Unrelated.
I hate to bring it up, yeah, randomly.
Would you be able to help me out with rent this month? or if that doesn't work, I'll go to straight up. Or when that eventually doesn't work, I'll go to my mom. And that always works.
Mom's a softer touch. One more very quickly. Beers or Trulies?
Oh, beers. No question.
Not a Truly fan?
No.
Trulies are great.
Trulies taste like Costco plastic. It's weird and gross.
Good explanation.
White Claws.
I think we pulled it off, Al. I think we got out of here. I still care about him. I still love him. I think we're okay.
Bobby, that was awesome.
Feel good about yourself?
I feel fine. Like, you're going to have to do a lot worse than that to make me feel bad about myself. I'm Team Travis over
the
here.
The shoe, that might be one of my favorite stories I've ever heard.
Which one, Al? Because it's happened four or five times.
The one at 7 a.m.
Oh, it's close
the one
to
at 7 a.m. Because
on
the one
train?
On the train. Yeah, but the one on the train. You're right. You can CVS is going to be open. Walgreens is going to be somewhere. You're going to get sandals. The one on the way to the Rose Bowl, 7 a.m. on New Year's. That's if he didn't do that, he wouldn't have this opportunity to tell this story.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's creating content as a 14-year-old. I wish it were that easy. Baseball's got a blowout problem. Good job, kid. That's coming up next. Travis Sleeve.
Thanks,
Sleeve.
Guys.
What's up, Sleeve? Travis Sleeve. 710 ESPN. Bobby and Jorge are having it out over which meat is number
Carne
one
asada.
For the tacos. I agree with you. Jorge was like grilling Bobby, like it's not number one, right? Well, Bobby's response was, well, what is then? I think that's the right response.
He was terrified. But I think, look, Jorge, we can't really – Jorge knows his stuff.
No, he does. That's why I was so surprised to hear him get something so deeply wrong. I mean, they just,
his argument is it's basic.
You can get it anywhere, that's and everybody does it pretty well. Mm-hmm. But isn't that the argument for why it's number one?
Because wouldn't that be saying, oh, well, yeah, In-N-Out makes a good burger.
Right.
Well, yeah, they're the best at making the – well, that's a specific location. That's a difference.
But if you're saying, okay, I've got to go – speaking of, so I had double taco guys this week.
Yep.
And neither person made the offer to me.
People
what do you
on
got?
Twitter.
What are you laughing at? Something you could share with the class?
Biggie, basically, that's supposed to be you forgetting.
Yes, it was basically that. It was I need you to understand what that's like. So
that's
the amount of work and organization and timing of the whole thing to get to where, and we're meeting a bunch of people. Like sometimes,
so they're waiting.
They're waiting for us.
Okay.
We meet outside of the Rose Bowl, and then we all go in together. So all the cars are kind of in roughly the same area, right?
Yep.
So we can tailgate and have the party.
So you usually, the idea is you get to Pasadena and the Rose Bowl by what time?
Usually,
8 a.m.?
Not quite, like 9 or 9:30.
Okay,
by the time we have the cars parked, we got the tailgate set up. It's usually between 9:30, I'd
say. Okay. What time on that day did you get there?
Well after 10 o'clock, maybe closer to 11.
It's a big difference.
Well, we were a half an hour into the drive, so now you got to turn around. It's a half hour,
so
back.
Now we're 1 hour.
And now it's a
yeah, 1 hour.
It's a big difference.
What did everybody else say?
Nothing. They're like, oh, leave him alone. It's not that big of a deal. I'm like, it is a big deal. I put this whole party together.
Listen.
I've got everybody
waiting.
It's
not even that is it a big deal, is it not a big deal. It's explaining to them what happened. Because if you explain to me, hey, I'm running behind. Okay, what's the deal? Did you guys just wake up late?
But it's one thing if we have a flat tire.
Did you wake up late? What happened? Bobby forgot his shoes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to respond. Because then I have to then tell the rest of the party, well, why are they an hour behind, hour 15? Bobby forgot his shoes.
You know,
no one would understand.
Did? That one. Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, we've met the boy. He understands. So, back to the taco guy very quickly. There was a taco guy, a party I went to on Friday night. Mm-hmm. So, taco guy I went to on Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
Nobody offered to send me home with food. Okay, so I was hoping that's we got all this extra food. Why don't you take some with you? I would have been like, that sounds wonderful.
Did you bring Tupperware just in case?
No, I didn't, but that's a good question.
That might be the move.
What is the etiquette? Do you just have to wait to get offered? Because there was a lot of food left, Al. Party's winding down. There's a lot of food left. I mean, what is the etiquette to ask for a to-go plate?
I'll tell you what I would do. I don't think I'm asking them.
I don't think so.
I mean, you're going to go up to them and say, hey, guys, looks like there's a lot of food left over. What do you think? You guys got some glass Tupperware over there that I could use, the ones you get from Costco that are $19.99? Can we get some stuff to go? If they don't ask, I don't think you say anything. But that's wrong on their part. If there's that much left over, you're a good friend.
Yeah.
You love Mexican food.
I do.
Just a nice plate of different plates.
Can we load you up with a little bit for the ride?
How much? Okay, was there enough left over to where it's like, okay, guys, no way they're eating all this?
Friday night, yes.
Okay.
Saturday, not so much. Saturday, they ordered correctly. There was a little bit left, but not a crazy amount.
If there's not enough left over, then you go get your own taco guy. That's what I would say. You're not jumping in this.
You have no idea how disappointed I was on Friday night. We went out to dinner. We go to this party. I'm like, there's a taco guy here? And
ate?
Yeah, so I had to
scar.
I mean, I still got my mix in, but it wasn't quite the same.
Would you do the same thing for alcohol, though? Would you ask someone if they had extra alcohol
Never.
To take it with
of
you?
Of course not.
So I feel like, again, if they're paying for it,
to
be offered.
But you're not – I mean, this was enough food for another 30 people. There, two people live in that house. They're not going to eat tacos to feed 60 people. Just throw a few my way. So that doesn't seem like a lot to
but
ask.
But it, I don't think you could initiate it.
No, that's why I didn't. I was hoping that maybe
what
somebody
would do? How would you initiate if you're going to?
I wouldn't. That's what I was hoping. See, help me out here. 877-710-ESPN.
What are you supposed to say?
That's what I mean. Hey, because now you're just a weirdo who's asking for
a to-go
plate.
I got an idea. Wow. A lot of food left over, guys.
Yeah, but isn't that the same
thing? Did you guys think more
asking?
People were coming?
Did half the party not show up?
You guys must have thought more people were coming. Hey, this is a great taco guy. They bring this much extra food?
Do they always bring this much? You're getting closer.
If you do that, and that's the closest I could get to just kind of trying to convince them, like, hey, I think Slee's trying to get some food for her.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Okay, I got a question for you.
Yep.
It's happening a lot. Dodgers have already had it happen this year. We saw Hanser Alberto pitch the other day. He's an infielder. Albert Pujols pitched the other day on Sunday Night Baseball.
Unstoppable.
Yadier Molina pitched last night or yesterday for the Cardinals.
Molina clocked 99 twice.
It used to be kind of fun and goofy when all of a sudden a position player would come in and have to pitch the ninth inning of a game that was
18-2.
Right. So, hey, just get three outs. We don't want to burn another pitcher. Mm-hmm. It happens almost every night in Major League Baseball where you have a pitcher or a non-pitcher pitching. This is bad for baseball. They, you can't have so many games where, hey, look, it's Albert Pujols pitching. Yeah, okay, fine.
Yep.
But then the next night it's Molina. The next night
it's a joke.
Every night.
Which is this is what makes it interesting. You're like, wait a minute, that's not really happening, is it? Do you want your O lineman to square up behind center and be like, oh, let me throw a couple. Let me get a couple reps.
Right.
In. Let me throw some. Do you want – remember every time Dwight Howard would take a three, all of a sudden
perfect
the fan
example.
Is like, what the hell is going on? But this is so unique. It's cool. But it's not like it's in a blowout game.
If
it's
Dwight's
in a game that doesn't count.
Threes in the fourth quarter every night, that's not good.
Yeah.
And that's what baseball
is. Or you know
is.
That the game is completely over.
But – okay, I'm not saying from a fan's perspective that it, but what I'm saying is baseball has a problem if the shortstop is pitching once a week.
And it's no argument. It's no argument. So what would be, is this always come down to, I feel like this always comes down to this in baseball. They just play too many games.
Could
this
be. And now you've got a bunch of bad teams, too. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. You got so many bad teams. Okay, I'm cutting myself off because
we got
people
some
want
ideas.
Help. Yeah. People want to help. Let's go to Culver City and E. E, you're on with Travis Slee. What's up, E?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Excellent.
If you want to get that food, you just got to stick around to help out and clean up.
Well, that's
because once they're cleaning up, you got to keep saying, oh, wow, how you guys are going to have space for all this? Where are you going to put everything?
Mm. We got another fridge in the garage. The last thing that you want to hear. That's a good one. Now, how long do you have to?
Well, there you go. Right.
How many people were at the party?
A bunch. I'd say 50 or more.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And what when you left, was it 10 left or 25 left
of the people?
Yeah.
Oh, 40. We were one.
It was a
miracle upset that I was one of the first people to get to leave.
Okay. Does that have something to do with it?
No, because the party
too early.
It was late. It was after. It was almost 11 o'clock
but
at night.
But do you think they started dishing out food? If
maybe
you'd wait another half hour.
But see, now we're into the territory. I hate being one of the last people to leave a party. Mm-hmm. My wife would move in. She'd sleep in the guest bedroom.
100%.
She wants to stay.
Yep.
But I'd like to. The second I see one or two people leave, I'm like, hey, come on, we gotta go. I don't want to be the person. There.
Yeah, because you can't with 40 people left start giving you Tupperware to leave with food. You can't do that.
But I like it more than they do. I appreciate it more than they do.
They respect it like I do.
This is my thing.
That's exactly. Now you understand. George in L.A. George, you're on with Travis Slee. What's up, George?
Hey, guys. So I'm a little confused because I still don't know why your son doesn't have shoes in the car.
Well, If he has to walk
from the house to the car, is he just always walking around barefoot?
George, I think it's a comfort thing. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's more comfortable to not wear pants on your way outside of your house to your car. It's more comfortable, right? So you just naturally forget them.
George, you're asking the right question. It's the same question I've asked literally hundreds of times, and I've never gotten a good explanation for it. It defies explanation.
At one point, I thought that maybe the struggle was bad, that it was, you know, hard to buy shoes, and you get used to it. So it's kind
no,
of
no. He has shoes. Yeah, he has shoes.
Yeah, he has
plenty
shoes.
Of shoes.
We provide him with shoes.
Maybe three or four in his car, but just the wrong car.
Yeah, we got in the wrong car. But no, George, you've asked the right question. I appreciate you asking it. I don't have a good answer for it,
and we'll
continue to work on it.
In the beginning, I was more confused by it, but the way Bobby explained it, it all makes sense to me now.
It doesn't to me. The Dump is coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
All right, how about this, Slee? Today is Aaron Donald's 31st birthday. Okay? Aaron Donald has been in the NFL for 8 years. You ready for this resume as a 31-year-old
sure,
NFL player? 8 years in the NFL. He has been a Pro Bowler how many times, do you think? Out of 8 opportunities, he's made the Pro Bowl how many times?
Complete guess, 6?
8. Oh, 8 geez. For 8. How many times do you think he's been first team All-Pro out of 8 years?
I'll go 8.
7. Okay. His rookie year, he missed it. How many times do you think he was Rookie of the Year? Once. He was 1-for-1 in that.
7 Rookie of the Year awards.
He's a Super Bowl champion. He's a 3-time Defensive Jeez. Player of the Year. He was on the 2010 All-Decade team. He has graded out as a 90-plus on Pro Football Focus every single year in the league. Do you know how many games he has missed in his NFL career due to injury?
Has he not missed
0.
Any? Oh, my gosh.
Okay? I mean, when
he's 31.
31. He makes the Pro Bowl every year. Mm-hmm. He's first-team All-Pro basically every year. He's the best player on that side of the ball 3 of 8 times and probably
he's
more than that.
He's making the last play in the Super Bowl and
putting the NFC Championship game.
And putting the throw a ring on my finger.
I mean, I don't know if we'll see this again. And what I mean by that is this. I don't know if we will see a team who is a Super Bowl caliber team the way that the Rams are and have been for the last few years.
Yep.
Where their best player is a defensive player, where their most important player is a defensive player. Because the quarterbacks, wide receivers, all these things. But Aaron Donald is the heartbeat of that team.
When are we figuring this out? When's the contract stuff? When are we moving on from that?
Not worried.
A couple weeks?
Eventually. He wants to play. The Rams want him to play. They'll figure it out. Here you go, Sleep. Another reason for you to go to Arby's is premiering a Wagyu beef burger along the way.
Makes sense.
You want to get some high level Wagyu beef, Arby's is your next spot.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, I think I've always thought about that. If you want some of the cream of the crop when it comes to beef, go to Arby's. I'm not sure that I'm going to be there anytime soon. Emily, you going?
You said that like you were angry.
Oh, I'm definitely going to go.
Go to Arby's.
The fact that they're selling that is very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I'm what are they charging for it? Emily, do we know what
price
the price
is starting
point on
at
that is?
$5.99, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely.
If you go to a restaurant and a Wagyu steak, is it like $95?
That's definitely sounds like quality stuff. Here's the funny thing. If we probably went, we'd probably both enjoy it.
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm take your word for it. 42 years ago, The Shining was released. That is still deeply, deeply creepy. That is a very, very weird, creepy movie.
And if you want to be creeped out even more, read the book.
Yeah.
So I read the book. I am a huge Stephen King fan. I read all the books. I watch all the movies.
Is the book better?
I think it is. So, okay, all the stuff.
It almost always is, right?
All the stuff that Jack does in the movie that is famous in the movie is not in the book whatsoever. Like, all work, no play makes Jack a dull boy, not in the book. Mm. Everything that's iconic about that movie is not in the book, so I think they're very separate. But I think that the book is scarier than the movie.
You know what I remember most about The Shining in the movie? Mm. You've seen it, yes.
Yeah.
That giant... The blood on the elevator was gross, but that giant refrigerator with all that food to live 3 months.
Of course.
But the Overlook Hotel, they had that giant walk-in freezer and refrigerator. I'm like, they got enough food in here to last forever.
You think
I'd
Bobby
never
would forget his shoes going out to the car when it snowed in?
We're in the Overlook Hotel. He can ride his tricycle around, go to that bartender who's not really there.
I've been to that hotel, a real hotel in Colorado, too. It's really cool. A really
awesome.
Cool site to go see.
42 years ago.
42
huh?
years ago. Yeah.
Damn.
Indiana Jones, released on this day in 1984. Temple of Doom, I should say. The Indiana Jones Temple of Doom. I'm still a Raiders of the Lost Ark guy. Temple of Doom was good, but Raiders of the Lost Ark, the
first
OG
one first
Raiders
one,
of the Lost
yeah,
Ark.
Yeah, that is the best one of them.
Yeah. I mean, the sequels, other than maybe Godfather, the sequel rarely is better than the original one. I know, Funches, you don't want to listen to this because you hate the Godfather.
What sequel is better?
Maybe Godfather 2?
Shrek.
No, I think Godfather 1's better.
No, all the Shreks after Shrek are trash. But
it's very passionate about
Well, it's not good. It's the same joke
Toy
over
Story
and over
2,
and over again.
Also really good.
Toy Story 2's not a
Toy
bad
Story,
choice.
Empire Strikes
I feel like they
Back.
Were all good.
Empire Strikes Back's not bad. Toy Story, I did like The Prospector. Was that in the second one?
Prospector and Jessie. Jessie was my good. Fixation as a child. I dressed up as her for several years, so I liked Toy Story 2.
Arizona Cardinals are going to be the subject of a second in-season Hard Knocks. My question is, did you watch the first season of in-season Hard Knocks?
Do you remember there was a time where Hard Knocks was legit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were going out of your way to watch it. That's when it had just started. I can't tell you the last time I watched Hard Knocks. I really can't. Like, I can't tell you. It's easily been 5+ years. That actually paid attention. I wanted to watch them. I'm following the storylines. You know, actually, the last team it was, is so random here, the Texans.
Remember, oh, J.J. Watt?
It's the J.J. Watt. Remember, yeah. Was it Carly Lloyd? That she was kicking the field goals during during one of the practices. She was kicking field goals.
Yeah.
Anyways, long story short, I think that's the last one that actually kind of caught my attention. That
the
was
Browns was good. I thought the Browns was interesting.
I didn't see Cleveland.
Just not getting roped into it anymore.
That's it. The last one I remember watching was the Raider one, right? Knock on wood if you're with me, right? The John Gruden one where they're doing
that thing. 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah, I watched that one.
With A.B.
A.B. going crazy and doing all that. I did watch that one. I feel like I've seen it. You know what I mean? And like we talked about all this.
There's nothing new?
Here's hard. And it's really well done. I'm really not throwing cold water on it because I do like it, but... Here's your star player. You can get a little glimpse at him. You can get a look at the head coach and his assistants. You can get a look at the owner. And then they're going to have a guy that's trying to make the team.
Yep.
And you're going to get to know him a little bit. That's the show.
Mm-hmm.
And if one of those things does, because with Gruden, Gruden's kind of interesting. He was an interesting guy to have in that role. But if those things don't land, like when they did it with the Rams, when they came back to L.A.,
mm-hmm.
there was no sizzle there. Jeff Fisher wasn't interesting. Jared Goff was not interesting.
Does this have anything to do with it, too? That you got so many different. What was it that you said? There's going to be a documentary on the Ravens coming out.
Okay.
That we just had Winning Time. That
oh, the Ray
the
Lewis
Sterling
yeah,
Affairs
yeah, yeah.
is going to come out. Like, is it something to do too that there's just more interesting storylines that are out there?
Would you rather watch, for instance, let's use the Sterling Affair as an example because mm-hmm. it's perfect. You know the story. You yep. know the beats of the story. Like, you know what starts it. You know where it goes. You know how it ends.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a wild, crazy, over-the-top story. Do you want that, or do you want something where you don't know what the storyline is, where you're just kind of coming in blind?
I'd be more interested in the Sterling Affairs.
I think I would, too.
But here's the thing. When Hard Knocks started, and I hadn't seen any Hard Knocks, and I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know what the storylines were going to be, maybe that's different, but now because I've seen Hard Knocks, I feel like what's going to change from squad to squad? The foundation is the same.
Yeah, it's formulaic at this point. The Colts are signing Nick Foles to a new deal. Nick Foles is the perfect backup quarterback, yes? I mean, he's the guy that if you have to play a month or so with Nick Foles, cool.
Sure.
If I got to play a season with Nick Foles, I don't know how good I feel about that. He is the perfect example of a backup quarterback.
And you could make a career out of it and
yeah.
help with plenty of teams, look, make a lot of good money, not have that much pressure on you.
I don't know if it's not the best job in sports.
Won a damn Super Bowl.
It may be the best job in sports. Backup quarterback in the NFL who occasionally, no expectations, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
If I go in there and play well, I'm going to get paid. Somebody's mm-hmm. going to pay me a long time to go around here. But no one expects me to go do anything other than keep the trains running on time for a week or
two.
Sounds
like a great gig.
It is lucrative. It is low pressure. It is famous enough to where you get all the good stuff along the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and he is the perfect backup quarterback because he's also a decent quarterback.
Baker Mayfield.
Decent enough.
Baker Mayfield might be that guy. He may be entering that phase of his life where a little bit of backup action is probably better than a little starting action along the way. You know what it's time to do right now, Slee?
Super Crosstalk.
ESPN AM 710 Los Angeles. KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles.
K256CX 99.1 FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in LA sports radio history. Radio history.
Oh my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio.
It will only grow stronger.
Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Mason and Ireland to join Travis and Slee?
Super Crosstalk begin.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
Yes, it is. So, did you guys meet the boy out in the...
Yes, he's you know, if you know what I'm saying, Trev, he's much better looking than you.
Much better.
Yeah.
But you know what's weird?
No question about it.
His voice sounds like you.
Does it?
Yeah, it absolutely... The moment I talked to him, the moment he said something, I was like, oh, yeah, you got to be Trav's kid. You sound just like him.
There you go. Well, yeah, he did a little Ask Bobby today.
I thought he represented himself very well.
Yeah,
very
he did okay. Did so, I don't know if you guys got a chance to hear the part where... He's 21 years old now,
yeah,
and he still goes places and forgets shoes. He's a 21-year-old man.
How do you forget shoes?
Listen to this story. Yeah. Listen to this story.
So you guys have heard me say this before. We go to the Rose Bowl as a family every year. Sometimes it's a group of 10 or 12.
Yeah, I don't know how that tradition hasn't died. I did it twice and never again.
I've been to, probably 40 of the last 42 or 3.
Get out of here.
And by the way, percentage, just off the top of your head, how many times it's been miserably cold?
Not anymore.
Like, it rained the 2 years I did.
Twice. So the two times you went, it's only rained twice in the times I've been there. But the story is, you guys know where I live, down in South Orange County.
Yes. Right.
We're making our way to Pasadena to go to the Rose Bowl. We get about a third of the way there.
There's people waiting for him.
People waiting, so we all go in together.
Right.
Dad. I forgot to bring my shoes. Now keep in mind, it's 8 o'clock in the morning on New Year's morning. Nothing's open.
There are families waiting for them at the
Rose
Bowl.
And I'm guessing Bobby doesn't wear like your standard
this is when he's like 8 or 9 years old. Okay. So,
but how do you walk out of the house with that shoes?
Mason, he's 8 or 9.
These are like basic
lessons, right?
I would agree with you.
I say bad parenting.
This is a problem with the dad.
Perhaps this one is my fault. Now let's fast forward to 15-year-old Bobby. We're on the train. We're going to
San Diego.
Padre game down in San Diego.
Yep.
Right? So he doesn't have shoes on in this situation either. And forgot his
shoes.
Not
even like flip-flops,
we're walking through the streets of downtown San Diego trying to find a CVS or a Walgreens or something for a pair of plastic flip-flops.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Deuce, will you guys tell him?
How great is
that? I've tried to explain it every which way.
All I asked Bobby, I said, Bobby, give me a time like your dad was really angry at you. I don't know what he's going to say. Maybe it's something, you know, he didn't clean this, didn't do that.
Right.
Made a stupid decision. No. They're trying to go to Pasadena, the Rose Bowl, and he forgot his shoes.
Wow.
You guys told a story today that reminds me of one of the, like, I still can't believe this happened. But, Slee, you were talking about how you took Ambien once.
Yeah.
And so, true story, I go on a father-son golf trip to Ireland. This was in 2009. When my dad was still alive. So my dad is a John also. It's weird. So is Mason. Mason and I are both juniors.
I'm Steve the third, actually.
So it's John and John, and one of my dad's best friends is a guy named Mike and his son Tom, who's my age. So the Irelands go with Mike and Tom, and Mike, we've got like a 12-hour flight to Dublin. And Mike's at this point 70, maybe 65. Has never taken Ambien, but one of his buddies hooks him up and says,
I took half, too.
That's what they said to Mike. Yeah. They said, take a half one of these, and you'll be good. Well, Mike somehow heard it in his head. Half one meant one and a half. He misunderstood. So the flight starts, okay, and there's going to be a time change, and I don't need to sleep, so I'm watching movies, and I'm doing, and you know, my buddy Tom is doing the same thing. We upgrade the dads to first class. We're feeling good about ourselves as sons. And Mike takes his one and a half Ambiens, and he's out. And we check on him. It's like an 11-hour flight. We check on him like two or three times. Out.